constantly on the coast. I've tried been to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
I have to see you go.
Was sorta hoping that you'd stay.
Didn't we both know
that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day? Crawling back to
everybody, and welcome to WMUC Digital College Park. This is The Pit Wall. I'm your host, Bianca.
How many times are you going to be me? My name's Haley.
Yes, this has happened one too many times. Before we get started with a bunch of amazing and awesome F1 commentary, we are going to take a quick little break and play you guys a PSA. And after that, we'll get into the nitty-gritty details of things such as the Bahrain testing and what certain drivers have to say about the 2026 cars.
Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
All right. Welcome back, guys, to the Pit Wall.
My name's Bianca.
And my name is also Bianca. There's two Biancas in the station today.
All right. What are we talking about today?
So we have two notable topics that I have written down for this week's show. One is Bahrain preseason testing. What is it? What to expect? When is it? And the other one is what certain drivers have said about the 2026 car now that we're done with the Barcelona shakedown, and drivers have sort of gotten a feel for the new engines, the new regulations, the new liveries. Speaking of liveries, Every single team has released their livery at this point. I think the F1 Instagram has all of them if you guys want to check it out. I think that my personal favorite actually this season might be Cadillac. I think it's a really sleek design. It's really pretty. It's black and white. It's very cool. But yeah, what's your favorite livery, Haley?
Ooh, that's a tough choice. I think, you know, you have to hand it to Cadillac that, you know, it's not like an awful like first livery. I, you know, have always been not a fan of the Kick Sauber livery, so I'm just happy to see it go. But so I do think that they didn't exactly stick the landing at Cadillac, but it's not as bad as McLaren.
Oh yes, they,
just the wonderful art of so many ads mixed with you know, just plain neon orange. I think it's an art that they've it's an art that unfortunately they've perfected, but I just can't get behind.
You know, that is how I feel about Ferrari making the HP logo ever so much bigger every season. It's so awful. And
I think they should let it cover the car for the Miami livery next time.
I really disagree.
Like a nice Miami blue HP. It would look great. It would
please.
Look awesome.
No. Imagine it's just like a blue car with just HP on the whole thing. I think I would actually cry as a Ferrari fan.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, on to more important pressing.
More pressing things.
Yes.
We are, of course, still in preseason testing. Some of the feedback that we've gotten so far, Bianca, can you give me a guess on how the rookies are feeling about their cars?
Well, because I wrote the notes, I know exactly. Ooh, what
you're
it
no
says.
Fun.
But
you're
I
no
can
fun.
Tell you that the rookies are very excited to be experiencing their first new regulation change era of Formula
yes.
One.
I'm happy to hear that Isaac Hadjar says that the car is easier to play around with. And Kimi is saying that the car is fun to drive. And Arvid, who personally I really haven't like heard much about, I think it's exciting to see a fresh face on the grid. He says that, you know, it's different and he's, of course, enjoying driving an F1 car. But I think that would be everybody's feedback after, you know, their first preseason testing for F1.
Oh, yeah.
Just
definitely.
Being happy to be there.
Some of the more seasoned drivers also have pretty good things to say about the car. Drivers such as George and, you know, Oscar and Lando are saying that it's more powerful. It's very fun to drive. Lando is saying that there's less grip and Lewis is saying that there's more oversteer, but both of them claim to mean that in a positive way. So we'll see.
I'm surprised about how it could possibly mean a good thing. But maybe, you know, they know best, obviously, but hopefully it's not another year of Ferrari tragedy.
Oh, please, please. As a Ferrari fan, I'm begging this year. This year's our year, guys. But speaking of Ferrari, Charles
delusion.
Is saying that he did anticipate for there to be a lot of challenges. Oscar said a very similar thing, but that the challenges seem a lot less, according to Oscar, a lot less alien than initially anticipated. Charles is saying that, of course, it's a very exciting time for Formula One. You know, new regulations brings a lot of change that the drivers have to adapt to. So they're all kind of excited to go into this preseason testing and get an even better feel for the car before the 2026 season. And yeah.
I hope it, like, you know, mixes stuff up, makes racing a little bit more exciting.
Especially Monaco with the smaller cars. Maybe more overtakes this year.
We've harped on this. I think we've beaten the dead horse, but, you know, why not bring it back out? You know, yeah. Making glue is productive. Let's beat it again.
Exactly.
I think that there is some hope that, especially, you know, with, like, the new Moem technology, I think that the racing will be a little more engaging, but you know, sad to see DRS go, of course, but I still do think that the F1 cars are just too unwieldy. It's a little unfortunate.
This is true.
And
I think we should just remove all regulations, go back to rally racing.
Why not put them on bicycles?
Yeah, sounds, you know, like a great, maybe skateboards.
Wait. Okay. Now, here's a question. And because I'm such a good friend, I'm asking you this so I can give you my answer. But
Okay.
I'll let you say I'll let you say yours.
I see. Ulterior motives.
Tell me this. If you had it your way, you could do like an April Fool's race. You get to pick the stakes, the formula, the rules, whatever. What race would you want the current grid to do?
Oh, I would put them on unicycles. Be hilarious.
We should put them on. Who would do the best? George?
I feel like Fernando Alonso would do the best.
Actually, maybe.
Fernando Alonso,
George has a long way to fall.
Alex Albon.
Honestly, I could see it. That's true. We need someone, you know, someone agile.
Yeah. Maybe not Alex. He's a little too tall.
That's true. I've thought on this before, and I do think that this sentiment has been said before in F1, but I think it would be a lot of fun to see people in like an equal setup, like an April Fool's race where everybody gets same engine, same setup, you know.
Basically like a test car times 22 or...
Yeah, like honestly, what made me realize how much I wanted to watch it was watching the Lego races. I was like, they're just having so much fun. Just give them like big ol' like bubble wrap suits. Give them an extra thing of supercharged like Lego cars, and just let them go crazy. Yeah. I want to see them like in equal machinery. See what they can do. And honestly, it would probably settle a lot of bets between friends.
This
who
is
are
true.
Like, oh. My fave versus your fave in equal machinery. It's like, all right, go ahead. Race the Lego cars.
Yes.
Prove someone right.
Race the Lego cars again.
Yes, that was a very good little whimsical side quest in F1.
Yep. Only time I've seen Ferrari happy this year. And I proclaim 2026 to be the year of silly side quests in Formula 1.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that 2026 was going to be Ferrari's year. I was like, you can't keep saying it.
Not that hopeful.
It won't make it come true. All right. Well, with that, to no one's surprise, since we have gone nowhere in particular in F1 yet, we do not have a particular theme to bring you guys today, so it's another getting to know us type of day. We have this first song, which is one that I found a few years ago, called You Can Almost Pretend by Canless Valley. So we'll give this a listen, and then we're going to come back and yap a little bit more about what's to come in F1. Right, we are back, and we have a few more things to talk about today. I found this out today, by way of Bianca, of course, that Yuki is going to be a 2026 standby driver for Red Bull and Racing Bulls. Can you clarify what exactly a standby driver is compared to a, reserve driver?
So basically it means he doesn't have an official seat in F1. He's not a reserve driver. He's not, you know, constantly in the paddock. Basically means that if for any reason Red Bull or Racing Bulls are in dire need of a driver, and the reserve drivers are not available, the main drivers obviously are not available, then Yuki would come in and step in basically for the time being, until the driver or the reserve driver or anyone else is available to drive the car again. So it's basically like the reserve driver of a reserve driver, but like an unofficial one.
Honestly, youch.
Yeah.
I think that's a little crazy. Honestly, what are the odds? I don't think.
Hey, at least Zhao Guanyu is back as a reserve driver again.
Mm-hmm. I forgot that he was also a reserve driver.
Yeah, but, for Ferrari last year.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm glad to see them being kept on. That's nice. But I wish I went back a little bit and brushed up on my Yuki history.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, he hasn't been in the sport for too long.
No, he hasn't. But, I believe it's only been like a few years.
Yeah, exactly. So even for someone with like a stint that's been like not extremely brief, but, you know, hasn't been like a decade. It's a reminder of the impermanence of some careers in F1. You know, you build up to that moment and then, you know, it's sometimes it's kind of a coin flip.
Yeah, it totally is. You know, you've got Jack Doohan, who is unfortunately replaced two separate occasions, is back as a reserve driver now. But, you know, sometimes you go through all these steps. You go through F3, F2, F1 Academy, whatever it may be.
And it's a big investment.
And a lot of money put towards it. And you get to Formula One and it just doesn't work out. And, you know, unfortunately it is. Yuki did fall victim to the second Red Bull seat curse, so Isaac, please watch out.
Hopefully they don't claim another soul.
Yeah.
Hope not. All right. And so up next, we are playing a few more songs. How about you tell us about this first song that we'll be playing?
Yes. So because it is a more so of a get to know you kind of music episode, this is one of my most played songs as of late. I've been having a British rock, British punk rock, sort of Britpop stint recently. So the next song that I have selected to play here is I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses.
And up next after that are two picks from me, which are Miniskirt by AOA and Bang the Doldrums by Fall Out Boy. Shout out to my friend for putting me on this song. They are in no way a secret to the world of music, of course, but, you know, I think it's a good one. I've been looping it a lot because I'm probably the only person who hasn't dug through their discography yet. So without further ado, I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses, Miniskirt by AOA, and Bang the Doldrums by Fall Out Boy. We are back, and today we are going to do a fun little two truths and one lie. We've each collected three supposed F1 facts, but the other person, and you all too, have to guess which one is a lie. So I'm going to get started with my three while Bianca urgently types on her phone. All right. Bianca, tell me this. Two truths and one lie. Michael Schumacher, between 1991 and 1995, was never outqualified by any of his teammates. Sebastian Vettel has the record for the most consecutive race entries. And in 2015, Jenson Button received a 70-place grid penalty.
I think it's the second one.
The second one?
Mm-hmm.
The one about Sebastian Vettel or?
Sebastian Vettel.
Congratulations, that is right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. The actual record goes to Rubens Barrichello of Brazil, who has 326 consecutive entries, his first being the 1993 South African Grand Prix, and his last being the 2011 Brazilian Grand Prix. Sebastian Vettel has a still formidable second place with 280 consecutive entries, with his first race being the 2007 Hungarian Grand Prix and his last one being the 2021 Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Hmm. Interesting. You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then, like, how I'm bad at lying.
No, I'm just an F1 nerd, so I knew the last one.
Too many sweats. Get out the booth.
All right, for my three, I have Charles Leclerc, obviously. One of them has to have had something to do with Charles Leclerc. Charles mm-hmm. Leclerc has never been outperformed by any of his teammates.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Michael Schumacher, for the second one, Michael Schumacher won Jenson Button's first race in F1, and Button won Schumacher's last race. For the third one, Max wore Lance Stroll's racing shoes in the Azerbaijan Grand Prix in 2021 because Verstappen's shoes didn't come on time.
I think the last one is too weird to not be true. I don't know. I'm trying to, like, stare her down, guys. I'm, like, interrogating her.
Poker face.
Yeah, it's really good. You should go to Las Vegas. I think the last one is just weird enough that it has to be true, even though it feels a little unlikely. Remind me of the first one. It was
Charles Leclerc has never been outperformed.
Pretty sure he has been outperformed. But when I first heard it, it sounded right. Oh, this is awful. Guys, all right, game over. We're done. We're scrapping it. No, okay, I'll persist.
Drum roll, please.
Never outperformed in the sense of finishing the race performance?
Outperformed in the sense of points per season.
Oh, points per season. Well, then you know what? I'll say that the second one is false.
Wrong.
Is it the shoes?
It is the shoes, but it did actually happen. It did actually happen, but it wasn't Lance Stroll.
It was somebody else.
It was Liam Lawson's shoes.
I took my fat toy and I replaced it, so it was somebody else. It was technically false.
That is exactly what I did. Marvel in my...
You knave.
Marvel in my intelligence.
Knave.
Yes, Max actually did. In the famous race where he got out of his car and kicked his tire, he was actually wearing Liam Lawson's racing shoes. not Lance Stroll's, Liam Lawson's. Charles Leclerc has actually never been outperformed by any of his teammates ever since he joined Formula One. And Michael Schumacher did, in fact, win Jenson Button's first race, and Button won Schumacher's last. So.
Yeah, I should have known, because I was like, you didn't have enough time to look up such a convoluted, involved fact.
Yes. Mind you, guys, I was writing that last fact, the Charles Leclerc fact, the one that I read off first, mere seconds before I was asked to share my three facts out loud.
We here at WMUC have the finest standards of quality.
We definitely do not procrastinate on any of our responsibilities.
It's for the love of the game. But
exactly.
Boy, D1 procrastinator over here. All right. Well, let's not delay any further to our next songs, where we have two more picks, one from me and one from Bianca.
Yes.
I queued up My Moon, My Man by Feist. And Bianca, what do you have for us?
I have queued up, we're going to stick with the British rock sort of genre. I have queued up Jackie Down the Line by Fontaines D.C. And after our little music break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about Bahrain preseason testing week ones happening this upcoming weekend. Actually, the first day of testing is going to be tomorrow. So we'll get into the nitty gritty details of all that and what that means, what that entails, what's going to happen, how to watch, and all of that jazz.
All right. Well, let's get into it. My Moon, My Man by Feist and Jackie Down the Line by Fontaine.
Take it slow, take it. Don't make no one Jacking of a line, I don't think we'd rhyme. I will take up all your time. I will chew you, I'll go through you. I am Jackie down the line. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will make your secrets mine. I will hate you, I'll debase you. I am Jackie. Down the line, and I will stone you. I'll alone you. I am Jackie. Down the line, if I can't make you, I can't break you. I am Jackie. Down the line, I am Jackie. Down the line. Do do do. La la la.
All right, we are back, and it's time to look forwards to Bahrain while we do a little bit of investigative journalism, because what's the news on where you can watch F1 testing and all races here on out?
For this season, it will be on Apple TV. F1 TV is also going to be through Apple TV. Luckily, the people who have F1 TV subscriptions can sort of bypass that Apple TV subscription. But for all the rest of us, we unfortunately need an Apple TV subscription to watch Formula One races and preseason testing and all that jazz. Haley, however, found a source that claimed Sky Sports was renewing their contract until 2029. So she's going to do a little bit of investigative journalism while I talk to you guys about Bahrain.
Yeah, because the thing is here is that I have an article here from Sky Sports themselves, and it is from 2022. So of course, maybe something has, of course, like changed since then. But there was a contract extension for Sky Sports to be the home of F1 until 2029, and this would apply to the UK and Ireland. However, you know, of course, there's a little bit of conflicting information here. Suddenly, Apple appears to have the exclusive rights, so.
Yeah. While she's investigating that matter, I will talk to you guys about Bahrain. So, we are almost back into the world of Formula One. Bahrain preseason testing number one. There's two of them. It's one weekend, and then it's going to be the following weekend again. So this preseason testing will in fact start tomorrow, February 11th, and then it will go to February 13th. And then the second bout of testing will be from the 18th of February to the 20th of February. So a little bit about how preseason testing works for you guys who don't know, and for those who do, a little refresher. So each day of preseason testing, the teams are on track for about 8 hours of the day. That, you know, 9 hours in total, including 1 hour of break time that they're mandated to take midday. Each driver for each team gets around half of the time to drive, because they're only allowed to run one car during that testing. So some teams opt to have their drivers sort of alternate throughout that 8-hour day, and then some teams opt to have one driver test for 1.5 days and then have the other driver test for 1.5 days. Either way, each driver gets about 12 hours of track time. So what is the point of preseason testing? What are they doing in Bahrain that's different from the Barcelona shakedown? So in Barcelona, it was one of the first times that the drivers actually got to sit in the new car with the new regulations, with the new setup, all of that. And they got to sort of get the feel for the vehicle itself. So they learned, you know, the new boost mode and the manual override engine mode. And then they learned all these new things about the car. They sort of got a feel for it so that they'd be well prepped for the season. That was Barcelona. That was their shakedown. You know, they also did get data for the car to try and improve it before the preseason testing starts. But preseason testing really is set in place so that the teams can basically, they can prepare the car for the races themselves, test performance, collect data. And that's why they also have two sets of preseason testing. That's why they have one weekend and then another weekend in succession so they can sort of tweak the car in between those two testing sessions so that they can, you know, put their best car forward for Melbourne in Australia for the Grand Prix, which will be the first weekend of March, I believe. March 6th through 8th, something like that. Don't quote me on that, but it definitely is the first week of March. So Bahrain is kind of so that they can, Barcelona was so that the drivers can be familiarized with their car, and Bahrain is really to crack down on that car.
Time to actually show their stuff and improve.
Exactly, yes.
And I guess it's good, you know, to have so many opportunities going to such like a novel setup. So I think it's good to have so many opportunities to clean up the car. But now, to the shock of none, Apple strikes again, being a massive convenience to everybody involved. By taking the rights of F1, well, taking, F1 and Apple did sign a partnership, of course, last October that moved the rights to, of like streaming F1 from ESPN to Apple. And, you know, in our beautiful US-centric minds, we assume this was the whole world. But, of course, the conclusion is that this is a U.S. exclusive deal. So in all other areas, you know, there are still like separate partnerships such as, you know, like Sky Sports in like the Netherlands, stuff like that. And like other broadcasts, you know, like Italy need to have their own like contracts and such. However, it is true that Sky Sports lives. I was told by a blue-haired someone sitting 2 feet from me, that, you know, Sky Sports was dead in the grave. And I was like, this can't be.
To us Americans, it is.
To us Americans,
we
but you know what?
With the 20-something gazillion.
Yeah. I'm not saying, but, you know, I'm still going to be acquainted with Sky Sports. I cannot let go of the Sky Sports commentators.
As the British person that you are.
They're my faves. Hey, you've played more British music than me today. You're the British one.
Yeah, I guess I can't complain about the Brits. Love you, Brits. Yeah.
You will not catch me saying
They make good music. They make good music.
They do. They do.
And they also have Edinburgh, which is part of the UK, but still a very pretty place. Anyways, speaking of where to watch and all of that, so yeah, if you live in the US, which, you know, we do, the two of us do.
Yeah.
If you live in the US, you can only watch it on Apple TV.
Because everything's on Apple TV
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Yes. But,
you know, three good shows and F1. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah. Maybe a movie or two that you have to watch with ads.
But now that the case is solved, we blew the case wide open, it's time for some more songs from us. We're getting close to the end of our show, but of course we'll see you back in a little bit. First, I'm gonna play a song called You Know What They Do to Guys Like Us in Prison by My Chemical Romance, and unless Bianca can tell me a song right now, she can tell you what song played after the break. So, here comes two songs, the first of which being You Know What They Do to Guys Like Us in Prison.
In the middle of a gunfight, in the center of a restaurant, they say, come with your arms raised high. Well, they're never gonna get me, like a bullet through a flock of doves, to wage this war. Control again. She's lost control.
lost control. She's lost control again. She's lost control.
All right, we are back, yes. And our final topic for the night is where you can catch the Bahrain testing.
Yes, but first, the song you guys just listened to was She's Lost Control by Joy Division, because we did not announce that before yes. we went into our little music break.
Yep,
so.
We just heard, why am I losing it? You Know What They Do to Guys Like Us in Prison by MCR.
And She's Lost Control by Joy Division.
So,
the last little tidbit of information we've got for you guys in the minute that we have with you guys is where to watch the preseason testing. So we had to do a little bit of calculations for
She's
this
rapping.
Because
Go.
I only knew when it was in Bahrain time and in military time, which was 1800 in Bahrain time. But we did find out that you can watch the last hour, which is the only hour that will be streamed for the first week of Bahrain preseason testing. You can watch it at 10 a.m. here.
Only 1 hour of it.
EST. If you guys are in a different time zone, please do the calculations yourself. We're all calculated out.
And also, if you're in a different time zone, let us know, because that's cool.
Yeah. And then the second week, you guys will be able to watch the entire day, which is from, you know, early on in the day to the end of the night. I believe 10. No, I have no idea when they start. I'm lying to you. I only know in